Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. The former governor never really apologized to families who died in nursing homes in New York State at the height of the pandemic. In fact, he infamously said, "Who cares where they died?" But the new governor has apologized for what happened, as Samantha Liebman reports from outside the governor's office on the east side. Sam?
And Lee, Assemblyman Ron Kim says Governor Hochul was empathetic and receptive to the families who lost loved ones in nursing homes due to COVID.
It was very intimate and very emotional. It was about an hour long. There was a lot of tears and crying as families retold what happened.
The seven families that met with her here in the governor's Midtown office say Governor Cuomo's directive that nursing homes take back COVID patients to make room in hospitals at the height of the pandemic killed their loved ones. And if they died in a hospital, it wasn't counted, making it all worse.
One even brought a death certificate asking, like, if my father's death is counted in your data.
Governor Hochul revised the nursing home death count once she took office, and Assemblyman Kim says she promised to work with the group on a host of elder care reforms. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live outside the governor's Midtown office.
Three members of Congress paid a visit to Rikers Island yesterday, and despite whatever efforts may have been made to tidy the place up, they didn't like what they saw, as Glenn Schuck reports from Rikers this morning. Glenn?
Part of that tour on Tuesday, AOC, Richie Torres, and Carolyn Maloney, and they certainly were not impressed after their tour, issuing a statement later that labeling the conditions here at Rikers inhumane, and as AOC has done in the past, they're again calling for decarceration. They want about 1,000 inmates at least who are low-level offenders that should be released immediately. They call the conditions here at Rikers a stain on the city and the state that must be corrected. Now, there was more activity here at Rikers of a different kind last night around 7, as two corrections officers were walking a prisoner from one part of Rikers to another when he suddenly bolted and made a run for it, but didn't get far, although he did make it over the razor wire fence, but then got stuck on a rooftop with nowhere to go. But a half hour later, he was captured. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, outside Rikers.
Whether religious exemptions apply to vaccine mandates apparently depends on which federal judge you ask.
Much like the divide in the country, two federal judges here in New York saw vaccine mandates differently. One blocked the state from requiring healthcare workers to be vaccinated if they claim a religious exemption. The judge said the court was obligated to enforce guarantees enshrined in the Constitution. Another judge said it was up to public officials and not the courts to set health policy. She allowed New York City to require vaccines for school employees, saying that mandate is not hostile toward religion.
That's correspondent Aaron Katursky. They were trying to hold a wake at the House of Hills funeral home in Crown Heights last night when a stolen car crashed into the gate of the funeral home. The Dodge Hellcat had been carjacked at gunpoint a short time later. The owner was not in the car when it crashed. The three guys who were took off on foot. Nobody at the wake was hurt, even though there were quite a few people in attendance, and cops are still looking for the carjackers. Police have arrested a suspect in the shooting of a 13-year-old on a playground in the Bronx last week. The suspect is also 13 years old. He's charged with attempted murder and assault in connection with the shooting on the Hunts Point playground last Thursday. The victim was hit in the knee. No ID, of course, on the suspect, given his age. But when police were looking for him, they were told the shooter went by the name of Chulo, and he was about 4'11", 110 pounds. The Nets say Kyrie Irving can't practice or play legally. They can't say why, but it's not exactly a secret, as Mark Rene is here to tell us this morning. Mark?
Yeah, Lee, just a few days after the team said it was ready to start the season with Kyrie missing all home games because of the city's COVID vaccine mandate, General Manager Sean Marks announced a 180-degree change in Nets policy.
Right now, what's best for the organization is the path that we're taking. And I don't want to speak for Kyrie. You know, at the right time, I'm sure he will address his feelings and you know, what the path may be for him.
And The Athletic reported last night that Irving's actually not anti-vax, but is standing up as the so-called voice of the voiceless, upset that people are losing their jobs over those vaccine mandates. Mark Rene, 1010 Wins Sports.
One of former Governor Cuomo's pet projects is now officially on hold and possibly dead. The 1.5-mile elevated air train between Willets Point and LaGuardia was opposed by neighborhood and environmental groups. Governor Hochul, also not a fan. Now the Port Authority says it's putting the project on hold while alternatives are considered.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.